15-year-old Paige Parkhurst remembers being woken up by her mother on a Sunday morning last fall. A newspaper story about the night Paige was assaulted and her friend Daisy Coleman was allegedly raped was going viral. Her mother was crying. They had been through so much. The minor boy who admitted to having sex with Paige had already been convicted and sentenced through the juvenile justice system. But all of a sudden, something had changed.
I asked her if people were actually listening, and she said yes. And I said, well, then I think it's time for me to actually use my name.
Until then, KCUR had not identified Paige, as she and her mother had decided against it when our original story aired back in July. That story focused on Daisy Coleman, the then 14-year-old girl who, along with Paige, snuck out of the Coleman house to drink with a group of boys led by Maryville High School senior Matt Barnett. That was 2 years ago. Paige went into a room with a boy, and Daisy was videotaped with Barnett, who later admitted having sex with her, but he said it was consensual. Charges were brought against the boys by Nottoway County authorities, but quickly, and some say mysteriously, they were dropped.
You know, before nobody believed the girls. I think they felt like it was just us against a whole bunch of other people.
That's Robin Borland, Paige's mom. She says things changed when the Kansas City Star published a story on the case in October. That ignited online outrage, triggered national and international coverage, and inspired the so-called internet hacktivist group Anonymous to launch a crusade.
If Maryville won't defend these young girls, if the police are too cowardly or corrupt to do their jobs, if justice system has abandoned them, then someone else will have to stand for them.
Daisy Coleman's name was in headlines and even became a hashtag, Justice for Daisy. She and her mother went on several national TV shows, and she wrote a first-person piece for an online teen site relating the alleged assault and her struggles afterwards, including lots of bullying and being called terrible names. But she wrote that she refused to be a victim. Quote, "This is why I am saying my name. This is why I am not shutting up." Scott Berkowitz, the founder of RAIN, or Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, says coming forward can be an empowering choice for some victims.
You know, right now, the criminal justice system doesn't always work the way it should for victims. Most cases never lead to a successful prosecution. Some victims find that this is one way to sort of validate their experience and to let people know what really happened to them.
But there's a price to be paid for coming forward, as Paige and Daisy learned. Daisy and her family have been the subject of a lot of abuse, accused of being attention seekers. Just last weekend, Daisy attempted suicide after being what her mother calls terrorized on Facebook. She remains in a Kansas City hospital. Paige says she was afraid of the bullying that Daisy faced, but ultimately didn't want to be fearful anymore.
I only went public because I wanted something to be done, because nothing had been done before, and it was really just the last option, the last thing to do. But then it did spiral into something really big and much more.
Late last month, Paige's family found three slain rabbits in one of their cars, which they reported to the local sheriff as connected with this case. Backlash like that is the downside of going public, a decision media ethicist Lee Wilkins says shouldn't be made by a teenager who doesn't have the ability to make a reasoned choice. Wilkins, a professor at Wayne State University, says journalists should not use a teen's name even if they have consent.
That doesn't absolve the journalist, him or herself, from doing the ethical reasoning that says, in essence, just because you've given me your consent, does that mean that in my best judgment, I, who am older and potentially better informed, and we would hope a little wiser than you, still think that this is the ethical option?
Wilkins believes that the alleged victims' names shouldn't be used even if the teen's parents give their consent, which happened in this case. Rape stories can still be published, Wilkins says, without using a victim's name, by relating details about the person or using a pseudonym. Paige says she's happy with her decision to come forward, but she is ready to move on.
I also don't want to be known all my life as the girl that was sexually assaulted. I mean, it's not something to be proud of.
The girls and their families say the upside to all the attention was the triggering of a second investigation into the case. Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker was appointed a special prosecutor after local authorities were deluged with criticism for dropping the case. Baker is set to announce her decision this afternoon in Maryville. Peggy Lowe, KCUR News.